Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
And thank you to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic, my friends, and that topic is simply the customer is always right. The customer is always right. When we hear this term, the customer is always right, we typically think of a scenario where a client wants a refund or a customer is upset or is dissatisfied, and then we as owners have to take the steps necessary to make sure that that customer is completely satisfied. Well, that's not necessarily the angle I want to connect with you on today. I want to talk about the customer acquisition strategy is always the right strategy to employ when it comes to building your business. You know, you can build your business one of two ways, or in a combination of ways. One is going out and finding people who are willing to do what you do. These are individuals that like what you do and they want to do it. They want to join your business. Then you've got another group that are called customers who want to buy what you're selling. They don't want to do what you do. They just want to buy what you're selling. And that process of acquiring customers is always right. It's the key to long-term sustainability, because when you build a business with customers, you have the ability to do every single thing you want to do as it relates to growing your business. Imagine if Walmart only sold its products and services to its employees. It would be much smaller than it is today. And what if dealerships only could sell cars to those who were employees of the dealership? That car dealership wouldn't last long, because the worker is looking to make money, whereas the customer is looking to spend money. So when you're looking for customers and in that acquisition process, keep a couple of things in mind. One, remember, people love to spend money. Amazon, eBay, you name it. That's the reason why those organizations are so powerful, is because people like to spend money. Over 90% of the income that is received by the working class is spent on a monthly basis. So my friends and neighbors, when you go for the customer, you're always going to have a strategy that leads to long-term sustainability. I'm going to give you four reasons why in our RITE acronym, R-I-T-E. The R in our RITE acronym just reminds us that the customer is always receptive. Yes, my friends, that customer is always receptive. Have you ever, as kids, we heard this term. My grandmother used to say when I had some money that the money was burning a hole in my pocket. I was looking for something to buy. We were kids and we didn't know whether we wanted to spend our money on candy or chips or junk food or what have you, but we knew we wanted to spend it. Well, the same token, my friends, those qualities are not just related to children. They are in every aspect of our life. The customer is always receptive. Look at the popularity of infomercials, the number of commercials you see every day. People are always looking for something they can buy. And when you're communicating to them about what you do, I challenge you, talk about what you sell first. People ask me all the time what I do, and most of the time my response is as follows. I will say I sell some of the most amazing products on the planet. We sell training services that help people grow inside and out. And I enjoy selling it, and they literally change people's lives. Well, people always say, well, what do you sell? I want to know more, because the customer is always receptive. Think about the things that you purchased that you thought you were going to use that are now in your attic or your garage. You don't use them anymore, but when you bought them, you were excited about buying them. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you to look for your customers. Your customers are the key to long-term growth and sustainability. Every company realizes it, and as business owners, as entrepreneurs, we must embrace the component not just of building a business of people who do what we do, but also building a business of customers, a base, as it were, that buy what we sell. The customer is not also receptive, is not only receptive, that customer is always informed. Yes, the customer is informed. They look up reviews. They want to know information. If they're going to buy a car, they research all the information they can about the car, as well as this of the other competitors. competitors in the marketplace. They've looked at everything. Use that to your advantage because people love information. Therefore, when they hear information about a product or a service, the research behind it, the studies that have been conducted, why it's so popular, that's what makes them get excited. They love to consume information. They want to believe they're making the right decision. They want to believe that they're making the right move. As a result, my friends and neighbors, this information will take advantage of that because your customer wants to be in the know. Tell them something unique about your products and services. Help them to find out something, a feature or benefit they didn't know existed before, and they will love you for it because that takes us to the T. Your customers are always talking. Have you ever heard that term, word of mouth is the best form of advertisement? That is as correct in so many instances simply because people love to talk. I can remember the first time I heard about the George Foreman grill. I didn't see it on television. I heard about it from someone I knew. They were raving about this product that could cook meat even faster than you could get vegetables heated up from a can. I wanted to see more about it. I searched it out. I found it. I got one. It worked. Customers are always talking. And when people are talking, you want them talking about your product, your service, what you sell. Because when they're talking, then that leads us to the E. Remember, the customer's always eligible. When you make a person a customer first, they're the greatest candidate to then be invited into the business next. Most people do it the opposite way. They invite them into the business first, and then they want them to experience the product second. I know so many people who have started selling products or participating with organizations because they became a customer first. We have so many individuals in our organization who have experienced Success Training Institute as an intern or some other capacity, and when they did, they used a product and they said, hey, I want to start selling this. I want to do it. I want to be able to promote it to other people that I know. That's the reason why affiliate programs are so popular in almost every company, because when people experience a product, they then become eligible to help you grow your business. Think about the number of people that you've referred to your favorite car dealership, your favorite restaurant, your favorite movie. Those are the kinds of things that create organic growth. And organic growth can happen when you are working with customers because the customer is always right. My friends, I know we only touched the tip of the iceberg. And if you enjoyed this training segment, you will love the online soft skills courses offered by Success Training Institute. Please contact the person who sent you this podcast to find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm DL Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.